Hey gang, today our guest is going to be Brianna DiOrio. She's the global educator for Vitality Works, a fantastic herbal company. She has been working as a clinical nutritionist. She specializes in alternative health, functional medicine, and of course, dietary supplements. And she works with a vast array of clients and businesses to educate and improve their health and dietary needs, kind of like what we do here. She believes in taking a holistic and root cause approach to wellness, while also placing importance on finding balance, getting back to the basics, and making lasting lifestyle changes. Vitality Works, you can find them at hollyhillvitamins.com, our sponsor. And Brianna's also a personal trainer, which is pretty cool. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that too. But she's pursuing her doctorate in holistic nutrition, and she was very informative. We talked about immune products, basically, how to build up for the coming seasons here, upcoming seasons. It's supposed to be a bad one, right? It's supposed to get hit by all different angles here. So it's a good idea to bolster that immune system. And herbs is a way of doing that, too. You know, they're not a panacea for everything, but I think they're very beneficial when it comes to helping your immune system respond. You know, that resilience is what you're looking for. Before we get to our guest today, a couple of articles I want to go over with you guys. People listen to the podcast know I like to work out. That's a big hobby of mine. So I'm always looking for things that can reduce post-exercise pain. And at my age, I get a lot of that. So this came out of the Journal of Dietary Supplements, September issue of this year. And in this study, 29 healthy men, they were age 18 to 35, and they had experience in strength training, and they drank a placebo beverage, which it's very hard to order at the bar. I tried to do that, Rob. Or one with 450 milligrams of curcumin extract. And of course, you guys know that curcumin is that active ingredient in the turmeric, which is very popular out there right now. So they drank this before and immediately after an exercise routine. And they did these leg presses, which I don't usually do. I stick to the squats. But compared to the placebo, the curcumin group had delayed muscle soreness and reported less pain 48 hours post-exercise. Also, the curcumin group had less accumulation of lactate, and that's a real factor when it comes to fatigue and things. So that's why the doctors thought they maintained higher power in their third set of doing these leg presses and things. So it seems like the curcumin appears to increase sustained power during strenuous exercise, reduce lactate buildup, and permit athletes to return to exercise training sooner than they would without the curcumin. So I thought that was pretty cool. And matcha tea, it's another article from the same journal there of dietary supplements. Matcha, if a lot of people don't know, it's like a powerful form of green tea. And they also did this placebo-controlled study, and people were taking these 1 gram capsules of matcha green tea powder, and they're doing it for about 3-4 weeks or so, like that. And the nice thing about the matcha had no effect on heart rate, but and again, they were walking. This was their exercise, kind of moderate exercise, and they found that the matcha group there had actually more energy and increased fat oxidation by 35% during the walk, which is pretty cool. The matcha group needed less oxygen also to get energy into muscle compared to that placebo. So there you go. Some good matcha green tea and some curcumin can make a big difference in enhancing your performance out there. So thank you. And here's Brianna DiOrio. All right, folks. It's been a little while since our last podcast, so I apologize for that. We got a great guest on today, Brianna DiOrio, and she's the global educator for Vitality Works. Now, Vitality Works been around a long time. We're going to talk to Brianna how that all started. But our sponsor, HollyHillVitamins.com, that's Holly Hill's private label. So when you buy a Holly Hill herb online there, you can see it'll say Holly Hill, but it's made by Vitality Works, and they make a bunch of different tinctures and extracts and things in capsule form. So I didn't want to confuse anybody if they can't find Vitality Works in stores. Usually it's under a private label like that. And the reason why we we chose Vitality Works is because we're very partial to our own private label at hollyhillvitamins.com. It's important about the quality and how things are tested and the integrity of the company. And since Vitality Works just hits all those points, it was like a no-brainer to let them do our formulations for us. So, Brianna, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on. I know I'm only a few states away, but I wish I could be there in person.
I hear you. I you too. But this sounds good. You sound good there on the phone. So I appreciate your giving us a little time here. You're a little bit about your background, Brianna. I know how interested have you been? How long have you been interested in herbs and what they do?
Yeah. So I mean, I got into wellness and health kind of, younger in life. I played sports growing up, and I actually became a personal trainer when I was an undergraduate. And at that time, I had a boss who was very into holistic health, and he kind of changed my whole life and opened my eyes up to, practitioners like Paul Check and Dr. Mercola. And so I kind of pivoted and decided to get my master's degree in holistic nutrition at the University of Bridgeport, which was and still is a naturopathic university. And then from there, I just the nerd in me just wanted to learn as much as I could. And so I had gotten a lot of other certifications and, did some holistic lifestyle coaching and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. And then I did some certifications for the Herbal Academy. And now I get to study under Mitch Coben, who is a clinical herbalist himself. He's the founder, formulator, and CEO of Vitality Works. So it's been, going on almost 10 years now. So it's a lifestyle, as you guys know, over, at your store, and you're kind of just always learning. And anytime you think that you've figured it out, there's always one new thing to learn and one new study that came out.
Well, yeah, you took a lot of nutrition things and modalities, but what was it about the herbs that really intrigued you?
Yeah, so I really like kind of the hippy dippy side of the herbs because I'm so sciencey and like I always love mechanism of action and I always want to read research articles. But then I started getting really into Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine because we studied a lot of that, in my master's program. And it was just really cool how the body, just inherently knows kind of what to do and how we should be listening to it. And a lot of these botanicals that are growing, outside, sometimes they actually look like what they do in the body. Like if you look at hawthorn berry, it's red and it's really great for the heart. And just even things like passion flower, if you look at the flower, it's got these like, little tendrils in it and it's really good for people who are like very wound up as well. Mm-hmm. So it was just really cool to kind of see these correlations and those aha moments. And then, just physically feeling better and then mentally, emotionally, kind of it all being connected. So I kind of like the marriage of the hippy dippy and the science and, it's been around for thousands and thousands of years and it works.
Well, yeah, it's difficult to go on a walk with an herbalist and not stop every 2 seconds, right? Check these
out.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, I love herbs because, it's just been with us since the beginning of time, which is cool. It's like it's nature's medicine, right? It's just the earth's medicine is herbs, and it just seems that a lot of plants, they have these defense mechanisms too, so you don't get eaten or you don't chew. So you just swallow the seeds, and it comes out the other end, and that's how it grows. It's almost like human-like in the way they respond to things.
Yeah, and it's really cool. If you spend a lot of time with different herbalists, you'll hear them say that certain plants will kind of call to you and, certain botanicals, they spend time in nature with them and all of that. And I think it's when you actually have one of those experiences when you're going through anything in your life, maybe you haven't been sleeping well or you're really stressed out and you use something and it works and you just feel better. I think it's that kind of partially placebo effect, but then positive momentum that you're gaining. And then, you feel better and then you're just kind of, it gets exciting to you. So I think that's kind of, nowadays, especially so many people can be living for a lot longer, but that doesn't always mean that they have optimal health or that they're actually surviving. They're kind of just, you know, or they're not, you know, thriving the way that they should be. So it's interesting to see how your body can change over time and, you know, how you can use different plants at different times, or it doesn't have to necessarily be so regimented necessarily, like nutraceuticals can always be. Right. Depending on what you're going through, there's different categories. You know, there's nervines and there's things that work on the parasympathetic nervous system, and there's things that, you know, work through the limbic brain. And so it's really cool how they actually just, you know, coexist with your body.
Yeah. And I love the fact that it can be scientific in the way I think your approach is. Looking about all the things that herbs do from a scientific viewpoint, but there's also those traditional peoples who really didn't know much about testing and they, you know, couldn't see in a microscope the compounds involved in a lot of these plants, but they just intuitively knew, or they just knew that, you know, George took this and he got better, and Mary took this and she got worse. Was it that kind of interplay, right?
Definitely. I feel really bad for some of the original pioneer people who were like, let's try this, and then it didn't work out for them, you know? Maybe they got right. really sick, but I also right. appreciate the people who were brave enough to do so.
That's true. Or watching the animals too, right?
That's very true. Yeah, for sure.
So Vitality Works, what's the little bit of history about that? How long ago did it start? And Mitch Coven, let's talk about him a little bit too.
So Vitality Work has one of the coolest histories. My mom was a history teacher for 34 years, so I love the history of things, and I love getting to the root cause of things and kind of how things came to be. And so Mitch Coven, actually, who's, like I said, the founder, CEO, and formulator of Vitality Work, when he got into the whole, you know, herbaceutical world, as I call it, he actually had no intentions of becoming a primary manufacturer. He originally went to school to be a pharmacist, and then he ended up going on a trip to New Mexico, and he sat in on a class there, and he also switched gears, and he decided to become a clinical herbalist himself. So he studied there out in New Mexico, and when he graduated, he actually opened up Vitality Works, which was a health clinic. So it was him and five other practitioners. It was an old dentist office. There was literally six rooms. So he said, whoever wants to come and fill up these rooms with me. And he was doing clinical work for 17 years, which, you know, I also had my own clinical practice for a while as well. And, you know, what I always tell people is that we're not, you know, lab rats living in a controlled environment for 12 weeks. And we're not like, you know, PubMed research articles. Like, we're real people and we have biochemical individuality. So I think it's a very different approach when you've actually worked with people and you've seen, you know, significant differences and understand that there's different constitutional types and, you know, different systems of diagnosis. And so, you know, from there, it kind of just got a lot bigger, and Vitality Works grew into what it is now, which is a manufacturing facility, which is still based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It sits on 22 acres of land. It's like really beautiful. It's about 145,000 square feet facility. And so we have our home offices there. We have our manufacturing facility there. And Mitch, you know, for someone who's a CEO and juggling a lot of knives, it's really funny. You would think that he'd like be in his office all day, just like on emails, but he's super involved in the industry as well. I mean, he's been on the American Herbal Products Association board for 20 plus years. He's a part of United Plant Savers. So he's really out there also fighting the good fight and, you know, like drinking the juice, if you will, which is very rare. And he's the sole owner of the company. You don't really see that anymore right. with this industry and how rapidly it's growing. So it's really nice.
Wow. And on the 22 acres, do you guys grow some of the herbs you use? I know partner with a lot of local people and stuff.
So we don't actually grow any, I mean, we have some things that are naturally growing there and that are kind of native to New Mexico, but we work with farms and growers and harvesters all over, you know, the world and the country, but we do work with a organic biodynamic farm, which is up in Abiquiu, New Mexico, which is about 2 hours north, which is so cool because they literally will, you know, harvest an herb in the morning, like something like our, you know, fresh St. John's or our fresh ashwagandha. They literally drive it down 2 hours and then we are extracting it that day. And all of the botanicals that come into Vitality Works it's amazing because they come in their whole form. So we're not dealing with like powders and things like that. So, you know, I used to joke when I first started working with a company, I was like, listen, I'm a nutritionist by trade. If you put a bunch of twigs in front of me, I can't tell the difference between ashwagandha root and kava root, right? But that's how they come in. And we actually have a botanist on staff. We have Mitch who's doing the procurement and approval of the raw materials. We also have somebody who does organoleptics testing. So, you know, taste and smell and color and all of that. So it's really, really thorough and things that you don't always think about when you're just, you know, taking a supplement or an herb or whatever. So it's really amazing the quality, and that's become such a buzzword these days. But Like I said, to be doing this for now, close to, we had had our 38th anniversary on October 2nd for Vitality Work. So it's really cool to see how it's evolved over the years.
Yeah, I guess you get this impression that it's like, you know, these bringing these stuff into the barn here and you guys are separating things in the barn. But you guys have just this tremendous amount of testing. I was going over some of the gas chromatography and all these high performance thin layer stuff and all this testing that you guys do is just amazing.
Yeah, it's really wild. And you know, we test every single raw material that comes into the facility. We do, you know, while we're actually making the batch, we're testing it, and then we're doing finished good testing as well. And so, you know, there's really no corners that are ever cut. Even if Mitch has had a relationship with a harvester or a grower for years and years and years, there's right. no, like, you know, you can cut to the front of the line path. Everybody gets tested every single time.
Yeah, because it could be a big difference in the quality of herbs and where they're growing and when they're harvested and things like that, right?
And yeah, and I mean, a lot of people don't also realize that the extraction process is also like a science within itself. I mean, if you ever watch herbalists, it's a lot almost like being, you know, a chef or a cook. I've watched a lot of cooking shows growing up with my dad, and I could probably cook for myself. But if I had to, you know, make a meal for 20 people and make it taste good, you know, time after time, is it going to? Like, you have to know how to, right. if something has to sit for a little bit, what pan it has to be in, you know, if you have to layer things in. It's kind of like if you had somebody baking brownies. I'm like, who cares? It all goes in one bowl. Just put it together. And then you have Julia Child, who is like, yes, you have to layer in the egg. And there's definitely a difference in the taste and the quality. And so, again, Mitch, when he had his, you know, clinical practice, he was the person who was not only, you know, wild harvesting. He got to study under Michael Moore, which a lot of people on the East Coast think Michael Moore, the film director,
right,
but it's actually
right.
Michael Moore, the herbalist. Yeah, he spent time with him, and that was his mentor. And so they actually, like, were wild harvesting and doing all that. And then Mitch was the person who was doing the extraction method. So he knows the difference between, you know, what works best, kind of like I said, like using like the best pan to cook something as opposed to me being like, just, you know, put it in the oven, it'll be fine.
Well, as an herbalist, and I know there's varying opinions out there, but since Vitality Works has been around a long time, is there a preference as far as you guys are concerned about doing things that using the whole herb or standardizing things, or do you kind of do a combination of the two? Maybe we should explain what standardization is too.
Yeah, that's a great question. We generally do, because we're always using the whole botanical, and kind of, I think Mitch's philosophy and my philosophy as well is the whole phytochemistry kind of teamwork makes the dream work, right? So the analogy I like to always give is, you know, I'm from New Jersey. We're known as a garden state. If you come to New Jersey in the summer, we have like the best tomatoes ever. A lot of people know lycopene is, you know, one of the main compounds in tomatoes. So if I wanted a super concentrated version of something, I would say we're going to standardize that, right? So we see this a lot with like turmeric and curcuminoids. Right. But if you're thinking about a tomato, lycopene, yes, is one of the active, you know, constituents or plant compounds. But there's also vitamin C, and there's vitamin B, and there's vitamin A. And so if we're just taking out the lycopene, we're leaving everything else behind. So the idea of, you know, being able to use the whole plant is really great because you're getting that plant synergy. So you might be using a plant for, let's say you have a headache or you have a sinus issue, but generally, you know, symptoms don't live alone. There's usually a secondary, you know, issue going on, or there's some collateral damage somewhere else. So you might be taking it for one plant constituent, you know, something that maybe works on the inflammatory pathways in the body, but you might also have, you know, issues going on with the parasympathetic or sympathetic nervous system. So most of our formulas are going to be the full spectrum. And then we will also do a combination of full spectrum and standardized if you need something that is stronger.
Yeah, that's great that you have that leeway to do that. That's it just really helps the people who are looking for certain situations. During certain situations, what to do? Because sometimes you need something that's a little bit more powerful. You need some medicine, you know, so to speak.
And a lot of the times, you know, we're competing with, like, you know, you take Tylenol and you feel better in 20 minutes.
Right.
If you are taking, you know, white willow bark, it might take longer than 20 minutes, and you might have to titrate up every couple of hours. So if you can standardize the salicylic acid and kind of get to that root faster, it might be more beneficial. But again, it's kind of like, but what else are we leaving out? So you know, I know Mitch definitely is a proponent of the full spectrum, you know, using the whole botanical.
Right. Brianna, it's fall season now, going into winter pretty soon. And as an herbalist, maybe you can give me some recommendations or give our audience some recommendations on things to bolster their immune system, just to protect themselves from what's going on in the environment out there, in the weather changes and things like that, especially on the East Coast here. Let me hear some of those.
I like to kind of always break it down into kind of, a couple of different mentalities, because we have different parts of our immune system. You know, we have our innate kind of fast acting direct express route, and then we have, our acquired non-specific long-term immunity. So kind of depending, I always tell people you have to meet yourself where you are. So if you're somebody who is, sick all the time, you're super deficient, every time you're around somebody, you're down and out for weeks and weeks, you might need to focus more on what I call like pre-season immunity, right? So these are things that are more tonic. You're in a very long-term relationship with them. This is going to take time to kind of build back up deficiencies in the body. And then we have people who, you just get sick from time to time. Maybe you've been exposed to a germ. Maybe you're traveling, probably not now, but you never know. You kind of wake up and you have that like, uh-oh moment. You're like, I feel like I was maybe hit by a bus. I don't know what's going on. Is it the flu? What's happening? And those are more of your kind of game day acute botanicals. But regardless, what I tell people is that you should kind of, build your herbal, health kit, having both approaches. And Mitch actually gives a really good analogy for this. He always says, you don't want to wait until you're bleeding to buy a Band-Aid, right? So there's like certain things that you've probably had in your life forever. You always have like a random Band-Aid in your house or Neosporin or whatever. So when you're waking up, that's kind of, when you wake up not feeling great, you might need a heavy hitter. Or if you're somebody who knows yourself and you're super, immune deficient or immune compromised, or you have comorbidities, which is really important, especially right now with all things Corona and COVID, then you need to be aware of that. So kind of that's what I tell people first with immunity. There's no one blanket, size fits all. There's definitely things that can modulate the immune system and be a bit more stimulating, but you don't always want to overstimulate everything, especially if you're somebody who maybe has autoimmune issues. And we have to figure out why you're getting sick in the first place. Just because you're exposed to a germ doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get sick or that's why you got sick. So we also have to look at, what I tell people is like being boring with your health. So some of the foundational pieces of going to sleep and managing your stress and inflammation buckets and walking outside and, all those kinds of things as well.
Don't tell me you're thinking about treating the whole person. That's ridiculous.
No, I would never. That would just be silly. That would take way too long. We don't have that kind of time.
But it's funny you should say that. It's a great analogy. I mean, you don't hear of anybody having an herbal chest at home. You just hear about medicine chest,
And it's usually right, exactly. And you have Tylenol hidden for when you went too hard whatever it is. So yeah. You could definitely, but we have a lot. I mean, we have a lot of immune skews, and again, depending on some of my personal favorites, I'm a really big fan of all things mushrooms, just because I'm a really big proponent of modulating systems in the body. We've kind of gotten into this mindset of, we need to be anti everything. So everybody's afraid of stress now. Everybody's afraid of inflammation now. Everybody's afraid of germs. And that's not great. We need all of these things inherently. Inflammation is like a healing process in the body. All germs are not created equal. Some stress is actually good. So I like things like, chaga and reishi, which are really nice, shiitake even for, modulating that immune response. Those are some of, I would consider your like long-term relationship kind of herbs. You're going to be taking those for a really long time. They're going to modulate things. They're kind of just like your insurance, if you will. And then from there, depending on what's going on, you can either, some other pre-season herbs to help kind of build up a nice, strong, robust immune system. I like things, like astragalus. And then of course, secondarily supporting what's going on with our stress response, because, stress is kind of this buzzword now, but it can, secondarily affect what's going on with the immune system. Our immune system is just always secondarily responding to the central nervous system. Mm-hmm. So, things like Eleuthero can be helpful, things that are going to support the lymphatic system. So, like red root and even things like echinacea. And then again, we have some of those acute game day herbs. So you wake up, you don't feel great. You've just been exposed to a pathogen. Those are going to be the heavy hitters. So those are going to be things like your oregano oil and your golden seal. Even things like elderberry that you can use in like really heroic doses for when you don't feel great. And then even things, like for the respiratory tract, like OSHA can be really helpful as well. And I would say those are, some, I know that was like a lot, but those are some really good basics, I think, to kind of keep around.
Well, what's your opinion about taking things singularly or in combination forms?
I think it kind of depends. I like, so for someone like me, like I take astragalus all year round because I'm one of those people who's like really sensitive to stress and I'll get sick like that. But I will also take, you know, if you kind of look at a lot of Chinese formulas and things like that, there's generally a host of different botanicals that play together. So I, you know, I think it's fine to use kind of a monotherapy approach if needed for that more long-term, you know, and then you can mix in combinations. And that's, I think that's what I like most about herbs and botanicals is that it's not necessarily like a vitamin kind of cocktail where you feel like you're swallowing 90 pills a day. It's like, okay, for this 2 weeks, I'm going to, you know, titrate up some more, you know, golden seal because I haven't been feeling great. And then, you know, I'm going to back off of that and I'm going to add in this. So you can kind of mix and match, you know, depending on how you're feeling and listening to your body.
I know Vitality Works also makes things in capsule form, and they make things in even powder form and in extract, liquid extracts. Is there a preference by herbalists? I know things are always changing in that field. It seems like the extracts are becoming more popular these days.
I would say that if you're a traditional hippy-dippy kind of herbalist, and you know, I think tinctures are kind of the best for a couple of reasons. You know, it's going right into your bloodstream. Mm-hmm. People have a hard enough time digesting food, let alone trying to break down capsules and things like that. But also, you know, there is a lot of research that talks about, you know, our taste receptors, which how that directly influences, you know, parts of our, you know, central nervous system and mm-hmm. parts of the brain that deal with our stress response and things like that. So it is really important to actually taste things as well and kind of, you know, wake the brain up to what's going on in the body. So I like tinctures, but again, we also do have our liquid veggie caps, which are really nice because there are certain things that don't taste great, right? So like oil of oregano, you have to be, you know, a bit of a champion to take that down and not want to, you know, make a crazy face when you're doing that. So we have that in a liquid veggie cap, and they generally tend to be more concentrated. So that's also really good if somebody needs, again, a heavy hitter and you need more of that and you don't want to maybe go through a whole tincture bottle in one day.
You make things for children as well, right?
Yes, we have quite a few children, vitamins and minerals as well. And then we have some of our formulas as well that are for children that are alcohol free.
Yeah. And how important is that? I know a lot of companies use alcohol extracts, but you also see glycerin sometimes used. Does that depend on the herb?
So we actually extract everything in alcohol first, even our alcohol-free formulas, and then we'll do a secondary extraction process where we're essentially evaporating off the alcohol, if you will, and replacing it with the glycerin. But alcohol is actually a really important menstruum or medium for all things tinctures. Number one, it helps the herb have a really great shelf life. So generally, like if you keep a tincture in like a dark, cool place, it can have a shelf life of about 5 years. But tinctures are also, you know, alcohol extraction tinctures are really great because they do a very good job of extracting out the plant constituents and killing things off that shouldn't be there. Again, we're dealing with things that, you know, grow out in nature, so bugs and bacteria and all that. So it's just one of the most powerful ways to extract out the most, especially when you're thinking of like these really hardy like roots and twigs and, you know, things that, you know, you have to macerate and extract for a while.
I do get questions about alcohol content of some of these extracts and things. And I think it's really, unless someone's super, super sensitive, there's probably no need for concern there, right?
Yeah, what we tell people too is like, if you're super concerned with the alcohol content, and again, you can get alcohol in your day-to-day life from eating fermented fruit. So it's the same, it would be the same equivalent of having a fermented banana. So I don't know the last time you got crazy and wild and silly goose off of a fermented banana, but there's really not enough alcohol in there. But if you're somebody who is, you know, a recovering alcoholic, or you just choose to not have that, what you can also always do is put the tincture in hot water and let it, you know, steep for about 15 minutes and the alcohol will evaporate out. So that's also a really good option for people.
You mentioned, like, you went down a whole list of things out there. It seems like, the elderberry seems to be very popular. I think that's being, pushed a little bit by the media as far as COVID thing, as far as herbs go and things like that. Elderberry is very interesting herb there. Is that something you can take on a daily basis as well?
Yeah, elderberry is great. You know, it's really nice because what it actually does is it helps to, and why people, I think, you know, why it's gotten so popular over the years, especially for things like viruses and flu and whatnot, is that it can inhibit viral replication. So it can actually, there's little, you know, spikes that are on viruses, and what it can do is it makes sure that the virus doesn't actually get inside of your cell, kind of can, you know, deactivate it. So it's really, really great acutely, but you can definitely take it long-term as well. It's, you know, a really nice source of, you know, vitamin A and C. It also has some other nice plant compounds in there, like, you know, flavonoids and quercetin. So things that actually work on, you know, the histamine pathways and the inflammatory pathways. So, it can definitely be one of those things that I would keep in your health aid.
Right. And you did mention, I just want to go over a couple of things. The respiratory thing, that's been associated with the COVID virus there. What are some of the top two or three herbs for respiratory health?
Yeah, I would say OSHA is probably one of the most amazing ones for respiratory issues going on, because what that actually does is it helps to, you know, bring more blood into your lungs, and it helps to dilate the lungs, especially if they're constricted. So it can, you know, increase oxygen utilization. It can stimulate like white blood cells of the lungs as well. And it can help bronchodilate. So that's really nice if you need to do something like if you're coughing a lot, you need to have some of those deep breaths. So OSHA is in a lot of our, you know, kind of formulas. But another one that's really nice is actually Lobelia, which is a bronchodilator. So if you have like a spastic cough going on and you kind of got that dry wheezing cough and you need to just relax, you know, like you're having a coughing fit, Lobelia can kind of help to relax everything going on. And then you want to think about as well, if you have, you know, depending on what kind of cough you have, if it's like a wet mucousy cough, you might want something that's a little bit more, you know, drying, like a Yerba Santa. And then if it's kind of a drier wheezing cough, you might want something that's a little bit more cooling, like licorice or marshmallow.
There's just so much stuff out there. It's just amazing for us to use and utilize. I know you mentioned mushrooms. I think that's really important stuff. Also, I was just curious too, do some of your ingredients come from China? People have concerns about that. I'd like to, you know, as an herbalist, I'd like you to just, you know, maybe speak a little bit about things that have come from overseas, European standards and things like that.
Yeah. So Mitch actually always jokes and he says, like, where do you think Chinese herbs come from? You know, China. And so that's obviously a joke. And I think people are much more sensitive to it nowadays. But anything that comes into the facility, like I said, it, you know, goes through a litany of tests. And we test for pesticides and herbicides and all of that on anything that's coming in. And particularly from our herbs that we get from China, we've actually been using the same farmer. It's like a second generation family that Mitch has been using for years. So, you know, he's the one who's getting on the phone with them and calling them. And again, it's not like a third party kind of, we're getting, you know, powders in, and we're still getting the botanicals that are coming in their whole, you know, form, which is really, really nice. So we're still doing all the testing and, you know, going through all of the, you know, bacteria, Listeria, E. coli, pesticides, heavy metals, all of that kind of stuff.
Well, I guess, you know, that's pretty wraps it up. I think, again, folks, it's Vitality Works. It's if you go to hollyhillvitamins.com and look up some of the Holly Hill herbs there, you'll that's Vitality Works behind us there. So it's a great company. Is there a website for people just to check out Vitality Works and their quality and things like that?
Yes, we have a beautiful website. It's just vitalityworks.com. And you can actually see a really amazing video of our facility. You can see the farm up in Abiquiu, New Mexico. You can hear a little bit more about Mitch's story. So I would definitely suggest, you know, checking that out.
Yeah, it is the land of enchantment for, you know, is that still on the license plate out there?
Yeah. And we also actually have a pretty cool Instagram page. It's just vitalityworks_INC. And so, you know, we're always posting stuff about what's happening and, you know, certain formulas and herb of the month and all that kind of stuff. So that's a really cool learning platform for everybody as well.
Well, I'd like to get you back on, Brianna, when the spring comes around there, because there's a lot of good things to prepare us for that type of time of year also as well. So,
yes, I would love that. And hopefully by then people will be traveling and I'll be able to come to you live.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for being on. I appreciate it. All right, guys, that's the show for this week. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, go to hollyhillvitamins.com, our sponsor, to find out how to get some of these products and listen to some previous podcasts. And we'll talk to you real soon.